Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's the Miss Terry Show. Oh, my goodness, have I missed you since last week. I need to get my applause back on. Where are my applause at? I'm going to have to find that. So, how is everybody doing? Thank you so much for joining me. This is the place where we rant and we rave about all the things that are on our minds. Jokes, spirituality, dating, gossip, music, whatever. Nothing's off limits. This week was kind of tricky because it has so much hate in it. I can't even believe it. It's like one thing after the next, after the next, after the next. So I really wanted to address it. It just made me realize how mean people can be. We had terrorist attacks. We had people, as usual, coming at the president, as well as other things that are going on in the world. So I just wanted to have a chance to talk about it. Remember, if you need to call in, you can call in to 657-383-1089. Again, that's 657-383-1089. Also, if you want to send in an email, you can email me at missterryshow@hotmail.com. That's missterryshow@hotmail.com. So get at me whichever way you can, email or call. But first things first is OMG, the Paris attack. Can we just talk about that? Did that not come out of anywhere? I mean, I had been planning and planning to go to Paris, and something said to me, you better go before there's nothing to see. And even though nothing happened as far as the structure, just the tragedy, I can't even imagine how the energy in Paris feels now. That's one thing I wanted to talk about today. Also, president getting insulted for the way he's handling everything. Even Patti LaBelle getting hated on because of her sweet potato pies. The world is totally going crazy. So what I'm going to do is I see that we have a caller already, so I'm going to go ahead and bring the caller on the line. It is going to be number ending in 4113. I would like to say welcome to the Miss Terry Show.
Hi, Miss Terry.
And who are you? Hi.
I am Yoshini. How are you? This is Yoshini.
Hey, Yoshini.
How are you?
Nice to hear from you, Yoshini. How are you doing this week? This was a pretty trying week.
This is a very interesting week, and it's only Tuesday. Can't wait till the rest of the week to come through.
So true. So what do you think about Paris? Let's talk about that first.
That is crazy.
Isn't it?
I don't even know what to say because it's like one of those, it's like a what? feeling when you first hear about it. Like, you don't think it's real.
Girl, yeah. And one of the other things that got to me was that how immediately people started comparing it to Kenya, where the children got attacked at the school back in April. Mm-hmm. And I was like, are y'all seriously comparing these two tragedies when they're both bad?
I think people are just, honestly, I think people are just retarded. People just always have to compare. Somebody always has to be the bigger victim. It seems like the world is lacking compassion and love as time goes on, which is absolutely crazy to me. Crazy.
It is. It is. And it's like somebody can always find a reason to have an attitude. When I first heard about Paris, I immediately was changing my Facebook and looking at the pictures. And I think the thing that got me when I was watching it was the fact that if this was America when this happened, it seemed like it would be mass hysteria. From what I saw on Paris, it just seemed like they handled it so much better with so much more control, even to where the people were coming out and they were like, we're not going to let you make us hate you. And we're, you know, that first sign that they put up that said no fear, and then how the little icon started to get passed around. I just felt like they handled it so classy for it to be a tragedy.
They did. I think that's what's so different about America and everywhere else in the world. I think America is so busy doing the woe is me, pity me. We have that type of mentality that it's like we when something like this happened, you would think it would make the all Americans like more united, but it just seems like everyone is just fighting to be the bigger victim here. Whereas I notice like in France, they just have more compassion. There's more love. It's
yeah.
Like America is lacking. I think America in total is and a whole is lacking the compassion and the love. You know, all they want to do is nitpick and blame somebody for something. And, you know, some things, like, things happen and you can't control what the people do. But I just think it's just crazy how they just want to do the blame game and stereotype everybody. And, you know, like, it's sad. Because the same thing that they get upset about, like, somebody doing to them is exactly what they're doing to others.
Definitely, definitely. It's really hardcore. And the thing about it is, it's like Paris is always known for love and romance and stuff like that anyway. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, indulgence and I don't know, it's just. I think it's just different. That's why I didn't really appreciate people were trying to compare the tragedies, or even when, you know, people were trying to comment Obama and they were making, well, I don't want to say they were making fun of him, but they were saying because he said folks want to pop off, which seemed like that was the blackest thing that he ever said to the people who were, you know, I want to say it almost felt like heckling him when he's trying to come up with good ideas and, you know, calm. He's always about a plan. So you know, people who want to just, I feel like, take people's kindness for weakness, I feel like that's exactly what's happening. And it's like the nice people are being bullied. And I really felt that this week as a nice person.
Yes, I definitely agree. But, you know, that's because I think when people get scared or when things happen where, like, something happens, like, where the energy is changed or gets raised, then people get scared. And a lot of times, most people become bullies. But, again, it goes back to, I think, the lack of compassion, lack of love. I think a lot of people just need to work on themselves out here.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Like,
I mean,
sheesh.
Better the United States would be if people truly didn't think somebody else was a problem and worked on themselves instead of pointing the finger.
Yeah, and stop looking for a reason to start a fight. I feel like everybody's angry and everybody wants to, they'll be quick to check you or, like, try to come at you, but they never want to just be soft and compassionate and just they don't even want to let you in when you're going around that crazy thing called the Beltway and you're just trying to get over and they want to speed up. Can I tell you about how this lady, she had a nerve to have a bumper sticker on that said coexist, right? Now I'm just trying to merge on the lane and I know how to merge because I've been driving for like 20 years, so I'm just trying to merge on the lane. Her ass want to come speed up, and I seen her gripping her steering wheel. You know how you just might grip the steering wheel? I'm like, lady, I'm not here to race you. I don't even know where you going. What the hell? You either slow down or speed up. Like, give me a break. I was like, every day it'd be like a journey. trying to get around the damn beltway or BWI or whatever that thing is that's
don't
called.
Get me
that
you
know,
damn
that thing
beltway.
That's like two lanes. Yeah. And the funny thing is that when I first moved to Maryland, I fell in love with Maryland because I thought I liked the hustle of it. Because coming from the South, it was, you know, a little bit calmer, a little bit slower. So I did like the hustle of it. But after being it, now I'm like, oh, my God, can these people get over themselves? Like, it's stressful. I see why people stress out. I'm so glad I do the career I do because they will always keep me in business up in here.
Yeah.
Fooling around with Maryland.
The Beltway is kind of hard because you have...
Oh, I was saying I saw this meme that said, you know how they have those little things that say keep calm and whatever? This one said, "It's we from PG County, we don't keep calm." And I said, you damn right about that.
You know why? Because people can't drive. People drive, like people are just so caught up in themselves. It is ridiculous the way that people are just kind of caught up in themselves. Like sometimes they be like, you have that one car in the middle of rush hour that is just holding you up. And I think like, I think sometimes people just lose their damn mind. Today I was trying to make a left turn. The light turn, it was like with the left arrow. The car would not go. I swear to goodness. And the cars in front of us wouldn't like honk for the car, first car to even start. This car had the nerve to wait up until the last minute. The light was like turning red and then it was like,
I bet you they did that on purpose because that's just how people are acting these days. They probably did that on purpose.
No, it's just like it's like when I, you know, I had to go to the lane next and like kind of like cut over, you know, because I had to go. But you know, like it's like, but the person was just so oblivious. I mean, I was always taught like when you drive, like you don't drive for yourself, you drive for other people. You know, you're kind of like a defensive driver. Mm-hmm. You know, you go with the flow of traffic, but. Not everybody thinks
definitely.
Like that.
I learned that too.
Some people just be lost in their own little world, or they're afraid to drive, and I hate that. So I'm always like, if you're afraid to drive, get the hell out of the road. Don't drive during like rush hour.
You can't drive in Maryland if you're afraid to drive. You will get ran over. I think they're like one of the. I think the DMV area is like on the top of the list for worst commutes.
Oh,
but,
yeah, we are.
Speaking of worst, let's talk about, this is from last week, but what about the shade that I heard them throwing on Chloe about leaving Lamar's bedside, going to be with her boyfriend, and she wasn't just, like, there the whole time when he's recovering, even though she said she was going to be. I just thought, are they serious? He was in, like, a whorehouse getting high. And they hating on her because she got a relationship?
Well, you know they have to hate on the Kardashians. But let's not forget, he made that rap song where he basically, didn't he, like, rap about cheating on her with, like, 12 girls and whatnot and getting high.
Oh my God.
All that craziness.
Stop it.
Do you remember that?
I didn't even know that. No.
Yeah, he came. It was like when he was like when they first broke up and when people started realizing that he had some sort of problem. You know, I mean, I think she loves him. I think, but you know, people have to hate on the Kardashians. It would not be America if you don't hate on the Kardashians.
That's
something.
That's true.
You can't breathe.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, why are we still even hearing about a sex tape when that was so many years ago? And all the little things
Americans
that people
like
say.
Them?
Right. Yeah. This is why I'm so glad we can rant on this show, because this is what it is about, the rants. Because sometimes you have to get it off of your chest just so people know. And, okay, this is going to sound so crazy, but what is up with the Starbucks red cups? And people having an attitude because they don't have, like, winter snow scenes and saying it's not, they're going away from Christianity and stuff. Because they don't have, like, certain things.
They don't have.
At first I was like, what in the world? It's like, do we not have nothing better to do?
No. I mean, I don't want to sound like, I don't want to sound like I'm bashing America.
No, you don't want to sound like no.
No, I just think like I really feel like I really wonder about our mentality. Like, I'm honestly, I am so curious about the mentality, and like sometimes, and I'm like, you people are having kids, you're procreating, and you're raising humans to be just like you. And it just seems like we're just going so backwards, and people are just becoming stupider and stupider as time goes on. And all I want is for people just to think, and think about the important things, about, like, the human values. I mean, really, you're upset because there's no snowflakes and...
Right, the winter scenes
and... And I had no idea what Christmas was about.
Yeah, and then whole thing... with them saying that it's not, it's going against Christianity or whatever. It's like, Christians be the meanest ones. I don't even get it. Like,
oh,
i.e. the red cup that they're having a fit
there.
About.
Let's not. Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to something slightly higher vibration than this. Do you know who James Wright is? I'm going to tell you because you probably don't know him by name, but he is the guy who made the video for Patti LaBelle's Sweet Potato Pies.
Oh,
and it went viral.
Mm-hmm.
So he is my new fave. Like, I love him. I watched some of his videos, and he's so funny. He's like a comedian and a singer for real. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, people were talking about how, you know, Patti LaBelle need to compensate him because he did that video and, you know, she better be breaking him off with some money and stuff like that. But I'm like, when you see his little thing, he did that out of the joy of his heart. He was, like, joyful while he was singing about that sweet potato pie and turning into Patti LaBelle. And I'm just like, here we go. People always got to try to go for the worst.
Well, yeah. Again,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
where we live.
Right. Okay. So one of the other things that I wanted to talk about, because, you know, that's what we do here, is that I looked it up because, you know, I love Adele. I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I looked up her song, Hello. You know, she got that new song, Hello. So
mm-hmm.
it's like 11 million views, right? But somehow I was like, can I stop being sad? Like, why is it always about some broken up love? I'm like, can I get some happy music? Even like Gwen Stefani's new song. I'm more over here with like, Selena, I want to make it good for you. I'm not trying to be like, breaking up. So I just feel like
yeah.
I'm tired of being sad with this music. Like, we need some happy music that doesn't involve twerking.
Oh yeah. Adele's music, I think Adele has a beautiful voice, but every time I hear her song, no matter what the song is, I always want to go into a dark room, close the blinds, turn off lights, and just cry and like try to kill myself.
Right.
Soundtrack.
Exactly. Speaking of kill yourself, if I see one, I've been watching a little bit more TV because, you know, the one show that I do watch is Walking Dead. I must say, even though it's crazy, it's really not about zombies. It's really about the characters. But in watching
right.
more TV, the commercials, like, can I tell you how many depression commercials are on? And they're talking about, like, the side effects of these medications making somebody want to commit suicide, and nausea and sweating and blood pressure issues. And I just was looking at the TV like, America, do you hear this? Did they just say my kidney's going to fall out? Like, I'm already depressed enough. I do not need, you know, my hair falling out. Can you imagine if you're already depressed and then your damn hair comes out? Or
what?
Your kidneys give out? I mean, you're already thinking about killing yourself. I don't need you to help me over the edge. Like, don't push me over the edge. Like, sometimes I'll be like, do anybody, I'll be looking around. I'm sitting in the room, right? But I'm looking around like, do you see this? Do you hear this? Because I just can't believe that it's like literally playing to people over and over, and they play them over and over again. I think it's crazy.
Because everyone's just quick. We're like a medicated society. I bet you, one out of three people are on some sort of drug, like medication, prescription drugs.
Yeah, because, you know, all they keep talking about is that medical marijuana, too. Can't wait to get their hands on that.
Yeah, I mean, hey, if it helps relax anxiety, maybe it should be, like, mandatory. Everybody smokes once a week.
You know what? Why not just put it in the pill form? We don't even got to worry about the smoking part. It just seems so easy to me. Like, just put it in a pill. Put it in a. Why can't that just be the ingredient? Like, that way you don't got to worry about the, you know, the lung cancer effect of it. Even though if you heard a weed person. I was just about to say, even though weed people claim, you know, nothing don't ever happen with weed smokers. Like, they run around like, we just the best.
I mean, aren't they the most, they're relaxed though, aren't they?
Yeah, they're relaxed. They're relaxed. Which also made me feel like this week, it really, with everything that was a downer and everything that was like stress, because even had stress when I was trying to go to Walmart and get that sweet potato pie, the damn Walmart lady is, like, giving me shade. No. I was like, damn, what I do all day was ask you had a damn Taco Bell pie. Okay, maybe you got asked that about 1,000 times in one day, but hell, I just wanted to be down. I just wanted to have a moment. You know, I just wanted to be like, hey, Patty, look, I got your pie. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even really care to eat it. Just wanted the experience.
You're crazy. You're crazy. And you find that you're going to have a radio show and be on TV.
Yes. And then the only, but like I was saying, one thing with everything that has happened, it really made me go within and really figure out, you know what, how am I going to be? How am I going to show up to the world? Because I can't get involved. Like, you know, we rant and we rave and we get it off our chest, but I really can't be involved. Like, I have to be better because I don't want to contribute to the chaos. Like, I don't want to be that asshole that's, you know, shucking and jiving and giving people a hard time. So one of the things I think that this week reminded me was not to wait around to get things that I want to get accomplished done, i.e. coming back to the radio show, because, you know, you could be sitting in Paris at a restaurant and then it could be over and then you never got to up to that one more episode. So with everything that's happened, do you think there's something that this is teaching everyone in their own way, or do you think that there's something that you grasp from all of this?
Yeah, I think it's showing that life can change, life can be altered, like, whether by your own actions or whether by the actions of someone else, and it's like you have to live every day, I don't want to say like it's your last, but you always want to live the best, like, live every day the best way that you can so that you don't regret anything and you don't just sit around and take life for granted. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, which is like, so easy. It's so easy to do. And I know we talk about gratitude and journaling and things like that. I just really feel like it makes me grateful that we can maneuver about this country as we please. Like, we're so free that literally I could hop in my car and I could drive across California and ain't gotta, you know, ask nobody or check in with anybody, because, you know, that's just how free we are. And I really feel like sometimes we do take it for granted and we don't be as kind as we need to be. So that was one of the things that it helped me think about, that, like, how do I want to show up? I want to show up loving. I mean, I'm not perfect, so I do have my days, but for the most part, I'm happy.
And just, I think you do. I think it's just, you know, you just have, I think that in order to have change, you have to be the change. You know, because after a while, people do start to, when you're around somebody long enough, you kind of do imitate them, you know. So if you're around somebody who's always negative, then you start to have, like, a negative outlook. And if you're around somebody who, you know, who has a pretty optimistic, positive, grateful outlook on life, you start to see the little things, because when you talk to that person, you'll see that, oh, this person is, you know, appreciates the scenery as they drive, or appreciate the fact that they even have a car to drive. You know, I do think, like, there's a lot of, like, I really do think, like, there's a lot of people that take that living in this country, in this side of the world, is for granted. You know, and what happens when you take things for granted? That's taken away, you know? And I would, it would be sad to lose all this.
Who want to get to the other side, or who think there's somewhere better in here, you don't know. So you best enjoy the time that you have here.
Yeah.
While you're here.
I mean, not just with death, but it's like, what if something was to happen and, you know, like, I mean, I'm not saying, like, somebody comes and takes over our country, but I mean, like, what if something, God forbid, something was to happen and you can't drive, you can't get in your car, you can't walk up the street?
Yeah. Well, we are going to definitely close with my favorite song of the week, which is Lean On, because that's a happy song. And we're going to stay grateful and we're going to keep moving forward. And anything you want to set as your intention for this week before we log off?
Yes, that I have a better week where I'm surrounded by happiness and positivity. And a little bit of unicorns and rainbows will be nice, too.
Oh, my God, got to get that magic. Get it popping, popping, popping.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So I'm going to say thank you to my caller, Yoshini, for keeping me company on my rant. And next week when you call in, remember, guys, it's going to be 657-383-1089. I'm going to leave you guys with the song of the week that I like, which is Lean On. And thank you so much for listening. And come back next week. I will be like, bye, guys.
Bye.
Do you recall not long ago?